Hey guys, thank you again for clicking play, taking that fat index finger or your fat thumb and clicking play. Tap, tap, tap. All right, so we're on episode 3-5. Episode 3-5 is a question and answer episode. Again, guys, life is busy. I know I'm busy. I know you guys are busy. But your goal is to always try to figure out how do you add values to others. And today I'm going to continue doing that before the end of the day, which to give insight on how to improve your credit. And from the question and answer, there was a question about how I'm trying to memorize this. How do you improve your credit score when the credit cards are closed and delinquent? And that's a good one. That's a very good question. How do you start a dialogue? How do you start communication with these credit card people that is now closed with a bad score or a bad report? How do you fix that? So one of the things that sounds like for your situation is you're going to have to start a dialogue. You're going to have to open up communication with these credit card or merchants. You're going to have to open up some kind of dialogue to begin negotiation. And a lot of times when you do start that dialogue and you come up with a term or a settlement, you know, they get something, some money, and you get what you want as well, which is either for them to remove it or for them to just give a settled agreement and maybe a better report to the credit bureaus. So one of the things I want you to do right off the back is you can try to tackle this on your own. But for you, you're going to have to face what's in front of you, which is find out how many cards are you delinquent, how many cards will close, and you can try individually reaching out to the merchant or the credit card guys or the store cards, JCPenney, Victoria's Secret, Costco, or whatever card you have that you have closed and delinquent, start communication with them. I have a team. I have a credit card team that I can put you in connect with, and they will bring all of this to light to you, and they are expert at what they do, and they will sit down and go after those cards and write the letters and come up with either a negotiation, or they will look to see if the credit card or the merchant did the correct process and step on your report and the delinquent on your credit report. Because a lot of times some of these merchants, they put stuff on your credit report improperly. And if they do that, that's your way out. You know, that's your way out if they don't follow the correct steps, whether it's to give you enough heads up or they needed to wait a certain amount of time. And if they don't report it correctly, my team, which repairs the credit, will see that. And they will send some very nasty letters and show proof. And they have to respond within 30 days. And if they don't respond in 30 days, legally, they have to remove that off your credit report. And so these bureaus or merchant or credit card, they have millions of customers. And some of the times that letter, demand letter, and them to respond in 30 days, sometimes they just don't respond. And if they don't respond, it has to be removed. And then once something is removed from your credit report, it can't be put back on. So there's a lot of loopholes on trying to get that fixed. But one of the first thing you would try to do, and if you want to do it on yourself, by yourself, or you want to use one of my team, is you need to face the facts that you're at. You need to either yourself start negotiation, start dialogue, start finding out these merchants, start contacting them, and finding out how can you dispute, you know, go into the credit bureau, you know, each one of them, experience Equifax and all that stuff, and either doing a dispute to them, or you can use someone on my team that has a very high success rate in getting those report removed or getting it into a positive and a green report to the credit bureaus. So hopefully this helps you, and hopefully it kind of gives you an idea that if the account is closed and there's a delinquent, you're going to forever have a bad report every single month. And it's just going to show up and it's not going to go away. And so you truly got to face that fact that you got to get this credit report in front of you, and you got to resolve the issue and be a grown up. And I'm not calling any names, but just deal with the situation that you have in front of you, and start coming up with a plan on getting it resolved. Because one of the things is you truly need to know that everything starts with your credit. People that don't know you, which are business people or lenders, they're going to look at that, because that gives them an idea what kind of person you are. What is the percentage of you borrowing and giving back? So you got to get that fixed, because that's the first investment you need to do to yourself. That's the first investment you have to do, is to invest in yourself to people that don't know you, that when they look at your score, they're having a good idea that, okay, this person is trustworthy. You know, I had a member inside of this podcast, you know, started out pretty low on a credit score, you know, very low in the fours. And as of today, you know, he's very close to 700. And he started out, you know, in January, that person started out around 4-something in January of this year. And they're on their way to 700. So it can happen, but you got to have that discipline. And that person that took that journey for the last 6 months, they took that discipline to do step by step everything that I mentioned, and the discipline on how to use those cards. So hopefully you have been reading the books and the tips that I gave on what books to read, because you want to face the problem you have with the credit card, but at the same time, you want to gain knowledge on how to use credit cards, how to use other people's money wisely. A lot of times people use other people's money and it's get them in bad debt and not good debt. And so these books that I gave earlier on in the episode should help you guys understand how to leverage and use other people's money wisely. Because when we use money and our money or other people's money, we use it and it comes back, and we give it back and we get a return as well, a profit from it. And that's the way that a lot of other people are building their empire, is by leveraging with other people's money. And you start that by making sure your credit is all right, making sure you start borrowing small and grow into getting bigger loans and bigger loans and bigger loans and bigger loans. So hopefully this helps on your episode. Hopefully that helps. Again, you can attack it yourself by going to the credit bureaus and going after them. Or I can reach out to you directly and set you up with one of my team on how to repair your credit. Like I said, again, I had a member in here that started in January at 410, 412. And that person now is sitting close to almost 700. Within the next probably month or two, we should see him there. And what is that? That starts the whole process of getting more money. Because once he hits the 7-something, we're going to be able to borrow, get some more money to borrow, which is to increase his credit limit. And then, you know, starting to invest into real estate by looking out for lenders or hard money or anything opportunity wise to show others that, listen, if you lend me this, I will pay you back. So hopefully you work on that. I appreciate you guys reaching out. I see you guys are still listening to the episode. You know, let me know what you guys want right now. We did a nice little family walk. It's pretty in the evening right now, and we walked about, you know, 5 minutes away, and we got our a beach that's next to our house, and just sitting down and you know, looking at the nice sunset and trying to just, you know, stop working a little bit. And you might think in your head, well, this is work too, and it's not. Truly, it's a good reliever to get information out. when I have it, it feels good. I know it helps. And I'm seeing people from inbox and from here that are making comments and emails with appreciation. And that makes me feel that, okay, that's awesome. I'm happy that that turned over, changed your path in your financial life. What else? You guys can always find me on Facebook. You can find me on yellowribbonventures.com, Instagram. You can always find me on any of those sites. If you guys have any more questions, any more concerns, please let me know, and I'll try to get on here and try to answer those questions. If you like what you're hearing, go ahead and share it. If you don't, go ahead and say it. That's totally okay. So thank you guys for stopping in. And so if you guys, you know, we're moving around, we're constantly looking for deals. And so if you guys have a deal for us, let us know. We're constantly looking around for deals. And so we're jumping around in a couple states and trying to find the next deal. So if that happens to be next door neighbor, or it happens to be in your neighborhood, let us know, because Yellow Ribbon can get over there. All right. So thank you guys for checking in. Continue to listen. Continue to have an open communication and express your concerns. Express your asks and questions. Don't be afraid. Go from there. All right. Thank you guys for checking in, and keep tapping play. And you guys have a good night. Bye.